In less than a week, Afghans will go to the polling stations to peg their next president. The Taliban waged war against all those who are involved in the election process. The group has warned that it will kill anyone who goes near the ballot boxes. It's a frightening situation. All these scenes of recent deadly attacks at the heart of Kabul show the Taliban are determined to disrupt the election.
Security is very important for holding a healthy election. We are seriously concerned. We hope our security institutions can very quickly make better security plans and assure all election workers, election observers, and local people that they would be able to do their job on the election day.
Afghanistan Independent Election Commission has been the latest target, and it is the place where the worst attack happened. Taliban has stormed this compound with RPGs and engaged in a long battle with security forces. All workers here rushed into a bunker to save their lives. Those who work here are responsible to facilitate and supervise the coming presidential election, and Taliban want to stop them.
We know that with such attacks, the insurgents want to sap the morale of our people, but we assure all our people that they would not be able to stop us from holding this election.
It was the fourth attack here in 8 days. It took Afghan forces almost 6 hours to kill the attackers and free all those trapped inside. But it's not over. Fears of more such attacks are felt very much in this country. The next week election is the third presidential poll in this country since the fall of the Taliban. But the latest attacks prove the Taliban are strong and they can strike any place at any time. And now all Afghan forces are on high alert to prevent their future strikes. It's their number one job, so they have a tough task ahead in the next few days. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.